It's Monday, February 17th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. On this week's episode, we are reviewing the, I think, first big children's film of the year, the Lego Movie. Mm-hmm. Picks of the week have our usual assortment, and then, of course, updating you all on what we've been up to in the past 7 days. Let's just dive right into it. The Lego Movie. So this is exactly what it sounds like, a movie about Lego. Mm-hmm. And it has a, I wouldn't want to say it's a hugely star-studded cast, but there's enough recognizable names within it. And the story is about a Lego dude who is just your average minifigure, who somehow finds out that it is his destiny to become the chosen one, to become the master builder. Mm-hmm. And the story goes from there.
Yep.
I mean, there's not really too much I'm going to say. But, you know, actually, be warned, we will have some spoilers, no doubt. Yeah. I think that's going to come up. Mm-hmm. So, there we go. Anthony, what did you think of the Lego Movie?
I thought the Lego Movie was great.
Yes.
Just, like, even though it was a kids' movie, there were still so many jokes that I just found funny. And like, I don't know, even the kids ones, like every time Batman says I'm gonna kick your butt, and instead of saying ass, or like, he just says butt, and butt's mm-hmm. a funny word. But I thought it was great. It had like the children's movie message, like to you're special if you're yourself and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And everybody has their own strengths and weaknesses, blah blah blah. But yeah, just the way everything was made, the way they legified everything, like even water, like just like there was the part on the sea, and then all the it was all Lego bricks doing the waves and stuff, mm-hmm. and I thought that was really cool, and just how they immersed you in the world, and like all their creations were cool too.
Yeah,
Unikitty, the robot pirate, Morgan Freeman, and yeah, it was really awesome. And the fact that they could get, like, other licensed characters like Batman, like Superman,
yeah.
and stuff like that. Even though some of them were only there for a little bit, I felt really added to the movie. Mm-hmm. It was great. It was just great all around. It was... That ending, I didn't see that coming.
The twist.
Yeah, the twist where mm-hmm. where everyone became not Legos. It's
like... Well, not everyone.
Yeah, okay.
The hand of God is revealed to be... kid.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was cool, and it was like, oh, this is just this whole movie is some kid's imagination.
Yes.
That was really cool. Uh-huh. And I really, really enjoyed that part. It's a great movie. I recommend people of all ages go see it.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Well, I mean, you just walked out of the Lego Movie.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are still fresh.
Yeah.
Lay them on me.
So, I thought the movie was really good. It was quite a nostalgia trip for myself. I saw a bunch of Lego pieces that I used to own.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
The glow in the dark ghost was one of them.
The glow in the dark ghost?
Yeah. Mm. So that was really fun to see. The movie was funny. Yeah. I laughed quite a few times. Yeah. Unlike Anthony, though, I was not a fan of the real stuff at the end.
You didn't like it?
No, it just came out of nowhere. I mean, you kind of are foreshadowing that is what it is.
Yeah.
I wish they just kept it at that.
Oh.
Like, there was no human involvement.
Uh-huh.
Because in the end, because... It was the kid's imagination. He made this from all his
yeah.
dad's toys or whatever
yeah.
and mm-hmm. whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of was like really far-fetched to me that the kid was... I mean, he wasn't even allowed down there.
Yeah.
But he managed to really make a lot of changes to the dad's...
Yeah.
He literally made lots of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
How long was this kid down there for, you know?
Who knows?
And the kid didn't...
Well, I think, yeah. So the movie doesn't say how long he's been there. For all we know, this could have been like a month-long thing.
Exactly, right? And another thing, too, is that the fact that they did that whole scene at the end where there was the whole human thing.
Yeah.
It kind of didn't make sense to me how that was going on while the Lego things were going on. Because mm-hmm. the Lego thing was... Because it showed them disassembling
yeah.
all the people. And that was supposed to be like a mirror thing, like a... Oh,
yeah.
hey, he's disassembling, like they are getting disassembled by the
yeah.
micro managers or whatever, right? Yeah. But then it doesn't really explain how they all got back together. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just thought the movie could have done without it. Like, mm-hmm. I liked the Lego world enough, and I was invested mm-hmm. so much into it mm-hmm. that I didn't really need an explanation.
Right.
It was so much fun the way it was mm-hmm. already like that. And to put, like, a human element into it, it's like, ah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even care. Mm-hmm. It's just, if you put me in the Lego world, it's never been done before. But I can see how, why they would do that.
Yes.
Because now the kids are going to say to their parents, and the parents who grew up with Lego
yeah.
say, oh my God, this is a thing I can do with my kids. Uh-huh. Why don't we just go to Toys R Us right now
yeah.
and buy Lego? Uh-huh. So I also think that this was the most brilliant
commercial. For toys?
It's insane.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I have to agree.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Because they even integrated in the creativity that Lego fosters.
Yeah.
Creating things out of nothing, mm-hmm. you know, making rocket ships out of
yeah.
the anything's around you, and then changing that rocket ship into a car, mm-hmm. which is it's basically the spirit of Lego right there,
yeah.
in a movie form.
Yeah.
And the fact that they got all the licensed characters really reaches out to a bunch of other fans and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I mean, DC Comics people, the yeah. fact that Batman's in it.
I was going to ask, did you like the Green Lantern?
I don't really care.
Okay.
Like, it's just, they're just whatever. Yeah. I know I should be more whelmed by yeah. this, I guess. Well, not really. But I was surprised to see that the voice of Superman was Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
And Jonah Hill was the Lantern.
Yeah. It's so funny. Yeah. I think the star performer for me, though, yeah. and my brother,
yeah.
was Unikitty.
Allison Brie, yeah.
Yeah, which was funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just really like... I guess that was their way of reaching out to the anime audience because yeah. she had the anime eyes and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But and the way she acted and whatnot.
Where she's from.
Yeah.
Clown Palace.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But overall, the movie was quite enjoyable. I like that there was many different worlds that they could travel and the way they explained these worlds.
Yeah.
And yeah. I really... the in-jokes that I'd enjoyed
mm-hmm.
are not so much the adult jokes, but more the franchise jokes. Especially the part... at the end with the Duplo.
The Duplo.
Oh, okay.
And my brother chuckled, and I didn't even realize that he caught it.
Yeah.
But when they were talking about the worlds that they don't have to worry about,
yeah.
one of them was Bionics. And Blaze, yeah. just cracked up. He's yeah. just like, oh, look, it's Bionics.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of so funny. Yeah. So overall, this movie's great. It's a great family film. And if you've grown up with Lego in your generation, yeah. watch it.
Yeah.
It's, I guess, yeah, you could... bring a date and stuff to this too. I mean, it's funny
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
And yeah, but hey, if it the goal of this movie was to make me want to buy Lego,
yeah,
it made me want to buy Lego.
Yeah. No, and just to go off that, yeah, when I walked out of this movie, what I want to do was I want to go to the Lego store.
Yeah.
Like I want to buy some sets. I want to, like, there was a I love pirates and there was a robot pirate. And
yeah,
like,
that guy was really, really well done.
And you know
that
what?
Was cool how they made him.
He was cool, but his story is so dark.
Yeah.
Like, and it's
all
just...
his friend died.
Yeah. And he doesn't have a body.
He escaped
yeah.
with his head.
Yeah.
But man, how could you argue with a man with a shark on his...
Oh, yeah. He has
awesome.
A shark arm.
Yeah.
And then he has two cannons on the other yeah. arm.
Me and Blaze were looking at the guy and said, is that a shark on his arm? Yeah, that's a shark.
Yeah.
And I remember having a bunch of those sharks. Yeah. Those sharks were awesome.
Yeah, yeah. For me, I always had the space guy.
The blue guy?
Yeah.
Really?
I had him with the jetpack.
No way.
I had him in all the colors.
Oh, that's funny.
And I remember my favorite one was like it was a white one, and he had black arms. I don't know why.
That's funny.
But yeah, yeah. So. The Lego movie was, it was great. It was, I found it really, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going off the darkness of Metalbeard, I found a lot of the jokes. There was a good amount of jokes that were straight up just dark. That,
yeah.
like, if you saw, if these were, like, real people,
yeah.
that shit wouldn't fly.
Yeah.
Like... when the dude takes a sword and beheads Morgan Freeman,
yeah.
like I sat there and thought about that, and I was just like, nope.
And same thing with Batman in the fight scene. He was impaling people on stuff.
Yeah.
Or though the girl, I forget her name, Wildside or something?
Yeah, Wildside.
She was beheading people, like stabbing people.
Yeah. Ripping off arms.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Literally one of them, she beheaded one of the guys and threw the head at another guy and
yeah.
knocked him over.
Yeah. It's also like a representation of like modern children. Like this movie... It's not that it moves fast, but it is always constantly throwing something into the mix. Like, if you have ADD, it's great.
The movie's never off.
Yeah, like, there's never where it just slows down and you're just like, oh, it's always kind of there.
Yeah.
But no, I really like the movie. the moral message is a little bit like they really push it hard, especially towards the end.
Yes,
but I kind of am okay with that, just because I really enjoy how it is so. It's kind of like meta, and it's so about Lego.
Mm.
Like, yeah, everything from I need to follow the instructions, but no, you can be creative. Yeah, and everything from and you can relate, and it works on so many levels, whether you're a kid or you're an adult.
You know? This movie's genius.
Like, it is amazing that they got that message in and it works.
Yeah, yeah. And they made a movie about it.
Yeah, and, like, it is so perfect in that sense. I also think that it's cool that they didn't resort to sticking to a Lego license that they hold.
Right.
And, like, they could have easily made this, like, a Harry Potter meets Justice League Lego movie.
Yeah.
But instead they chose to go with what is Lego in? Mm-hmm. And I think that's really cool, because this is the first movie that's actually based on a toy line.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Whereas most other toy lines come from movie franchises. This is the only movie that's going to be successful that's based on a toy line. Yeah. And being the toy guy here,
yeah,
I really like that, because it means that, you know, maybe we'll see more movies just based on toys, because, I mean, there was a time when comic movies were kind of like, no one wants that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's the thing.
Yeah, this is sort of like, this is for toys, this is like the Spider-Man flick, right?
Yeah.
Like, this could be the beginnings. But no, I found the whole movie really enjoyable. I like the human element. I thought it was really touching.
Mm.
Maybe because I can find myself more relatable to it,
mm.
about how growing up and losing your creativity and stuff.
Mm.
But yeah, no, I found this movie to be just great.
Yeah, so I had a few questions for you guys.
Sure.
About Lego, actually. Oh, I was thinking about them in the theater. So the first one is, what is your most, what creation of Lego are you guys most proud of? Do you remember one being that you guys are very proud of when you were younger? Or
very, very proud of?
Or that you remember making it and you said to yourself, yeah, yeah, did it,
yeah.
Made it.
Oh, man, I can't quite, I remember I had so many.
Yeah, creations?
Yeah, I think it's, I know I had.
Well, I then know. Just one that you remember that was really good.
I'm pretty sure it was it had to be a spaceship. I know that for sure. And I remember it resembled an X-Wing, except the wing. You know how the X-Wing has the wings that come out like perpendicular from the ship?
Yeah.
I think they were just faced backwards. Like they were pushed back.
Like a jet.
Yeah, like a jet.
It's built for speed.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I want to go fast.
Yeah. Anthony? No, I came home from watching one of the Jurassic Park movies, and I made I was like, I'm going to make a dinosaur park too. And I made like this really crappy dinosaur park because I had like the little palm tree pieces and stuff, and like the flat green board, and I think I threw a shark in there for some reason.
Yeah,
like I think a shark was riding a T-Rex at one point.
Yeah,
I just made like a theme park for dinosaurs.
Oh,
so I'm in the same vein as you. I came back from watching Dragonheart,
and
I said to myself that I wanted to make a dragon. I was very proud because I made a dragon with moving joints, four legs, a face, and wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Sweet.
It was so sad to take it apart when I needed the hinges for something else.
Yeah, that was always the problem, right?
It's you never have enough hinges.
Whenever you finish building something, you want to build the next thing, but then you realize, oh no, I need parts from this
one. Why don't they just have infinite Legos?
Yeah. Speaking of which, when I was looking at the movie, when Will Ferrell has to sit down at his workbench,
yeah, I saw that.
And on the wall, it looks like cases for like drill bits and twist plus, but it's just every color Lego block, every size.
So that was the other question I was going to ask you, and it's directed at you. Have you met any Lego fanatics like this?
Yeah, yeah.
And is that what they do? They have like compartments for different blocks?
Of course, yeah. And
that's insane. That's so cool.
Some of them don't necessarily have it like that organized and that neat. Instead, that they have is just like Tupperware containers.
Right.
You know that when you go to the Lego store, I think that it's called like a brick box, and they basically have like a Tupperware box, and you just go around to all their like bins, and you just fill up the box, and then you just pay for that box, and so I mean that's what they generally do, and then whenever they need blocks.
Okay, so what were the numbers that were appearing when they were looking at the pieces that they
official Lego set numbers?
Oh, okay, I thought so.
So like if you put that number into the Lego website, you'll come up with that set.
Interesting. Yeah, and, I understand.
It's been there since the '80s.
Yeah,
beginning.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So when he was doing like the Master Builder shit, and you saw those numbers, and like
yeah, that's what I was gonna ask.
That's pretty cool.
So so pretty cool. Piqued my interest.
Yeah, yeah. No, the Lego movie is it's intense. I remember there's this one convention I went to, like a Lego convention. Yeah. Some people build some crazy stuff.
Yo, no doubt.
Yeah, like, I always like seeing when people build, like, replicate, like miniaturized theme parks, like, right. Real theme parks, or, like, real cities that have an attraction in them that are really cool. And then, speaking of which, LEGO has their sort of fan-derived collector side, where people who just make stuff, they submit it to the LEGO team. Mm-hmm. And then if enough other fans give them a vote, the LEGO team will seriously take a look at it and say, okay, maybe we'll put this in production. And, like, some things that have come out from this are the DeLorean from Back to the Future. Hmm. The Minecraft sets came from there. Mm-hmm. But the ones that they're doing now are really cool. And the two that stand out to me are... they're doing Sherlock from BBC Sherlock.
What?
They're doing his apartment, and it comes with minifigs of Benedict Cumberbatch and what's his face? And
chairs.
And yeah.
Cool.
And it looks really cool. The other one they're doing is a fully transformable Valkyrie VF1 from Macross.
Right.
With armor pods and missile spam.
A Lego like Macross?
Like really? missile spam. Like, it just looks like fogs of like white blocks everywhere with yellow on the tips.
That's hilarious.
So it's really cool. Yeah. Yeah, no, the Lego movie, I think it's fantastic. I'm going to give this one 5.
Same.
Yeah, same.
You guys are going to give 5?
Yeah, it's so sweet.
5 all around.
Must watch. Also, I really like the Everything is Awesome song.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of whatever.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
It's done by the Lonely Island guys.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
I didn't know that. Wow. Like that whole opening scene when he gets out of his...
apartment?
Yeah, like, I really enjoyed that.
Jumping jacks, hit him.
The whole, like, pay for expensive coffee.
That'll be $37.
Yeah, like, oh.
So awesome.
Well, what's the other one? Where he's like, oh, watch,
watch TV with your best, the people you hear about most. And yeah. The plant.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, so good. I want to watch this movie again. But yeah. Like a movie. There it is. So we move into our picks of the week. Anthony, do you want to start things off with the
picks
of the
week? Yes, my pick is Pokemon related. Nintendo or the Pokemon Company has officially announced a new legendary Pokemon.
Well, is this on their Nintendo Direct?
I don't know.
Okay.
The Pokemon is called Diancie.
Diancie?
Yeah, Diancie.
Okay.
And it is a rock fairy type Pokemon. Uh-huh. And its description is, the Pokedex entry will probably be, it produces a great volume of diamonds by instantaneously by compressing air between its hands. And it is the greatest beauty in all the world. So it's like a diamond Pokemon that's Whoa. Also a fairy type. They said that it is not obtainable through regular means of gameplay. Okay. And it'll be like super rare. But they're going to announce how to get it later.
Oh, okay.
But this, I wanted to check out all the legendaries and maybe there's like something else. It turns out a while ago that a couple hackers hacked into X and Y.
Yeah.
And there are two other legendaries that are set to be released.
Oh, in the code?
Yeah, in the code. So one of them is called a Volcanon. And he's like...
Oh, that just sounds cool. Is it like fire...
He's fire something. I forget what the types are. He's the middle one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. He's got like a ring of flame around him. And the other one is Woopa.
Woopa.
Yeah, I think he's ghost dark.
Okay.
And they all have their own like unique legendary move that's specific to them. One of them, like Woopa's was cool because it gets past barrier and like other stuff like that like stop you from attacking.
Hmm.
So that was pretty cool. But, like, this Pokemon looks pretty sick, and I want it.
Okay.
Because I gotta catch them all. So you gotta catch them all. So you should go check them out. They're pretty cool.
Have you been doing the global trade system lately?
No, I just really Wonder Trade, pretty much.
Wonder Trade is the...
Like, I just send out something into the Nether.
Yeah, have you been getting anything good?
Because
my friends have been telling me they've been getting some awesome stuff.
Lately, I've been getting some okay stuff. Like, I got a couple, like, really good Eevees.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, nothing, like, extraordinary. Like, haven't got, like, a Mew out of it or something.
Okay, because, like, some of my friends got, like, shiny Moltres.
What?
Yeah. Level 70 shiny Moltres.
Okay.
And he's just like, yeah, I got, like, 7 shinies. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, all I send up there is Bidoofs, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's nuts.
But the global trade, it's better since the first time they announced it. Like, yeah. No one's just like, I'll give you this rat-a-tat for your level 100 Mew. And, yeah. Apparently, there's also a legit way to get more leftovers now. But I forget how to do it.
Oh.
So you can have, like, you can just have a team with all leftovers if you want. But yeah, so Pokemon.
Cool.
New legendaries.
Blaven, did you say you had two picks this week?
Yeah, so one of them is actually also Pokemon related.
Yeah.
I was watching this thing on Twitch TV, and I think you guys will find this interesting. Twitch TV, this is the title, Twitch TV plays Pokemon Red.
Okay.
So what it is somebody uploaded Pokemon Red in an emulator, and you can type what you want Red to do.
Oh.
But all at the same time. Oh. So this Red was face, like, walking into a wall. For literally hours. And then people pressing start. People pressing try to save. Oh. And then they finally went into the Pokemon stats screen. And I'm like, whoa. These guys are like level 30 and 50. First of all, how did these people coordinate enough to catch something and to fight? So this thing has been going on for days. I don't know how far they are or not. But it's such worth the watch. Mm-hmm. It's so funny to see all the people just typing in chat constantly. Wow. Hey, B, 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 start up, down, up, down, left, 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 left. It's like, why are you in a house? Up, down, left, left. Why would you go in this house? And like, something like that. It's pretty
funny. Wait, does someone control it? Or
the community controls it. You type what you want in the chat, and then that will translate into the command into the game.
Oh, so there's not, like, an actual person...
No, there's no one playing it.
Oh.
Yeah, so everybody's just typing. So it's a miracle that he got anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did they code that?
It's awesome.
That's nuts.
It's sweet.
That's really cool.
It's really cool.
I really like that.
You guys should watch it. Even if you just don't... Even if you're not going to see it through the whole thing. I mean, I don't recommend you do.
Yeah, just watch a bit.
Yeah, just watch a bit. It's so funny to see.
I bet.
Because it's like, where are the admins? Why? We're not going anywhere. Like, it's pretty funny. So check it out. Twitch TV plays Pokemon Red. I think it's still going on right now. I don't know if it's going to be going on during the time of recording, but
yeah.
If you can find a past broadcast of it, go and watch it. It's pretty funny.
All right.
Yeah. It's a miracle you have to pick a starter. another pick is Magic related. So there's a new set coming out called Magic Conspiracy. So this is how the set is going to go. So this set is designed for multiplayer drafting, meaning if there's six of us, we each draft from three packs each.
Yeah.
And then we each split off into two groups of three, and you play a multiplayer match that way. And if there's eight of us, then you split off into two groups of four, and all of four of you play.
Okay.
Like, so this set is meant for booster draft for a multiplayer experience.
Huh.
Which is pretty... This is the first time something like this has been done. It looks pretty crazy.
So are, like, all the cards going to be complementing, like...
Yes, so I'm going to read you the two cards that have been revealed. So one of them is called Magister of Worth. It's four colorless mana, a white and a black, for a 4/4 flying angel. And it says, Will of the Council. When Magistrate of Worth enters the battlefield, starting with you, each player votes for Grace or Condemnation. If Grace gets more votes, each player returns each creature card from his or her graveyard to the battlefield. If Condemnation gets more votes, or the vote is tied, destroy all creatures other than Magister of Worth. All
right.
So that's very multiplayer focused. The card I'm excited about is a 4-mana artifact creature construct. There's a 3/3. Draft, it's called Cogwork Librarian. Draft Cogwork Librarian face up. As you draft a card, you may draft an additional card from that booster pack. If you do,
put Cogwork
Librarian into that booster pack.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
So it's not in the match you're using it? You're using it in the draft?
Well, you can use it in the draft as a 3/3 for 4 mana, which isn't bad. But you draft it face up so that if you see two cards you want in a pack, you put it back in the pack and you take two cards.
Oh my god.
But people don't know you have it.
Oh man.
So the community, I think, is kind of split. A lot of people think this is the awesomest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
And then...
And everybody's just like, this is stupid.
And then the people who just want to be good at Magic are like, wow, I have to play this crappy set because I'm sure there's going to be some money cards that I'm going to have to take.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to get some sets. We're going to play it. And you guys are going to hear all about it. It's going to be sweet.
Yeah, that does sound awesome.
Yeah, so that's my pick of the week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Going back to Pokemon for a bit, so did you guys actually see the Nintendo Direct this week?
Nope. I only saw, like, bits and pieces of, like, new stuff.
Yeah, so, like, there's whatever. I mean, Mario Golf, the RPG golf game is coming out in May. That's cool.
I'm probably going to get that.
Mario Kart 8 was announced, blah, blah, blah. They basically just convinced you to never buy a Wii U.
Ever.
They just said, listen, all the good games are going to be on the 3DS and blah, blah, blah. The big news, though, is the newest Smash Brothers character, which is Little Mac from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, which is going to be cool.
I think. Like his, like, KO meter
that he has. That's pretty cool. I like how they're pulling, like, now they're just really starting to pull from classic franchises, but...
Yeah. I was really hoping that, like, when he Super Smashed, like, when he got the orb, that he would turn into, like, Mr. Dream.
Oh, that would be something.
Yeah. Or, like, he goes to, like, behind the screen and he can punch you, like, in original Punch-Out.
What if he turns... What is his Smash, anyway?
He turns into, like, a big, like, steroided ogre guy.
Oh.
Yeah, he's, like, Giga Bowser, pretty much.
I thought he was going to turn into the guy from Super Punch-Out.
That'd be funny.
And then he has the lightning fists.
No, like, yeah, I don't know. I thought it would have been cool if he, like, turned into, like, a boss character. Like, you know how Snake has the one where he helicopters in front of the screen and he shoots grenade launchers? Like, if he did something like that, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. But, yeah, no. So, Little Mac, that's cool. I'm excited for Smash Brothers. I think that was announced, too, the date for that. I think it's in the May as well. But, whatever. But my real pick is, it's Toy Fair this week in New York.
Yeah.
Tons of toy news. I don't know if I spammed you guys' Twitter threads or not.
I didn't see any if you did.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. That's my phone.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I hit play on something, apparently.
Hilarity.
But, yeah, so a lot of cool announcements. A lot of interesting things. So one of the things I want to highlight is, do you guys know what classic, like... action figures look like the old Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like they're like on a black card and they're like 3¾ inches tall. Mm-hmm. So there's a company called Super 7 doing this. And what they're trying to do is they want to kind of capture the 80s toy scene only with in the modern day.
Okay.
So they're purposely getting licenses that have big fan bases around them. And they are putting out toys for them in that style. So by that I mean, like, super ugly looking. You don't really want to play with them. And they're generally... But they've got cool card art. And most people are just going to collect them, never open them, and put them on your wall. Right?
Okay.
Like, And they got some neat licenses. Like, they're doing the Terminator. They're doing Buffy the Vampire Slayer. They got one for the Rocketeer. but the one that I was interested in, obviously, was Firefly.
Of course.
And of the 7 characters... Or no, of the 8 characters, they're releasing 5.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe, Malcolm, Jane, Kaylee, and...
Wash.
And the cool one about Wash, so he doesn't come with guns,
yeah.
Comes with little toy dinosaurs. And I thought that was really cool. So I think these toys look like garbage, but I totally bought them.
Of course.
Because I need Firefly for merch because that stuff doesn't exist.
Yeah. It is true.
Yeah.
Can confirm.
Yeah. Another thing that was revealed was, do you guys know who Funko is? If I say Funko, do you know?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. Have you ever been to a comic book store?
Yes.
Have you ever seen those pop vinyl?
Oh.
Like, they're basically like every major character you know of, and they're like chibified vinyl little dudes. They're
like huge
like
heads.
Big heads.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have like black eyes.
Okay.
So that's Funko. Funko, they're mostly only known for that, but they want to branch out. And so what they're doing is they, too, have been able to get all these awesome franchise licenses. And they're doing their action figures in the style of those Star Wars Black Series toys that I've showed you guys before.
Uh-huh.
And the major license they pulled was Game of Thrones. And I think they look pretty cool. I kind of want some. But then they also, at the end, revealed... We also have the Firefly license.
And you're like, oh.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. It's over.
It's on.
It's on. And they revealed we're doing everyone. So don't worry. And I'm like, yes.
It's a good day to be alive.
Yeah, and then there's everybody else. You know, Lego had some cool stuff. They're doing Ghostbusters. The Ninja Turtles have revealed everything. Hasbro showed off what. Hasbro basically spoiled the entire Transformers movie.
Yeah.
They showed everybody. They showed you the villain. They showed you all the different Grimlocks and all his buddies. And they're making a Grimlock toy that's like 3 feet tall.
That's it?
So, that's pretty cool. The thing that interests me, though, is Hasbro also held an investor panel. And they showed basically their plans going from here and forward. Mm-hmm. And the toy market can generally be split into three groups.
Okay.
And that is children 10 and under.
Okay.
10 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then 18 and over, the adult collector range.
Okay.
Okay. The adult collector range accounts for about 5% of all of Hasbro's sales.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
So is everything just aftermarket?
What do you mean?
Like everybody's just buying everybody's old stuff.
I mean, like, that's not it. It's Hasbro doesn't actually produce that much stuff for the collectors that, like, the profitability they get is not as quite as big as the other two sectors. Now, it has been a little known fact that the toy industry is dying, or at least the toy industry that you know of, as in action figures and regular things like that.
Yep.
It is dying. The sole cause is obviously video games, mm-hmm. because kids 11 to 17 don't really care about toys. They want to shoot people in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Call of Duty.
Right. And in fact, they also revealed that the best selling toy in the market last year and the year before that was Skylanders. And let's face it, Skylanders is not even a toy.
Yep.
That's just a statue with a video game built inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, because of this, Hasbro also revealed that the collector group actually, their sector went from 5% to like 15 to 20%.
Okay.
And it grew. And everybody's like, oh, great, 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 great. But if they grew, someone else must have shrunk, right?
No.
And so what Hasbro's learned is that they're just going to cut out the entire 10 to 17 market. So all the toys that were geared for those kids are just gone. They're going to stop developing for that market.
Okay.
And so what it means is that when you go to a toy store now, what you're going to see, what you're going to see is just, like, those little shitty action figures that don't do anything, that has some sort of gimmick feature. Like, I think I just saw the new Captain America toys, and it's like Shield Blast Captain America. And it's like this Captain America that doesn't move, but he comes with a gun that shoots a shield.
Okay.
Yes.
Right? And you're going to just see that, and then you're going to see the collector level one, which is like, I don't know, Marvel Now Captain America with a blue shield or something, and
fully posable.
Yeah, yeah, and he's like 6 inches tall, and he comes in the fancy packaging that I've showed you guys before with the Star Wars stuff, and I just thought that was really interesting. Like, oh, so I guess toys are really going in that direction where it's like it's just gonna be for the super elite and for the super babified, and everything in the middle is gone.
The next step is that Captain America shield's made out of metal.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
That's very interesting.
Well, Thor, I think lately they've been doing Thor's hammer.
As metal?
Yeah. Wow. His Mjolnir. Yeah, so. Yeah, no, that was Toy Fair. I mean, it was cool, though. I mean, as seeing as I'm part of that smaller group, I'm super happy. It means that everything I want, I'm still getting. But it is kind of weird to think, like, because when I was a kid, like, I was interested in toys and stuff, and that stuff is going to go away. So, yeah. They also announced a cool Batman Beyond figure that I thought was cool.
Is it the huge one?
He looks kind of buff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's cool about him is he comes with both Terry's head and Bruce Wayne's head.
Ha.
So, I thought that was cool. But, yeah, no. Toy Fair, interesting stuff.
Sweet deal.
Not really much else other than that. So, let's move on into our weeks.
Hello, listeners. You enjoy hearing Anthony talk about his digital dreams, Vince's plastic preferences, or my cardboard crack addiction? Well, we'd like to hear about all your pastimes too. Send us some letters at tniab.letters@gmail.com. After all, your letters are part of the coolest things in the world too.
So keeping on to the toy talk, everything I saw at Toy Fair, especially the Transformers section, what they're doing is instead of, you know, basing all their toys off of a current television show or a current movie, they're saying, okay, no, We're going to base it off the comics because that's what the hardcore fans are doing now. They're really into the comics. And I've been putting off reading Transformers comics for a while, so I went and I read Transformers comics. I read the newest ongoing issue. I think there's, or series, I think there's currently 26 issues. I read up to issue 7. Uh-huh. And it's called Transformers More Than Meets the Eye. It takes place after the Autobots and Decepticons have ended their war.
Right.
There's no Optimus Prime. There's no Megatron. There's really no factions.
That sounds boring.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's no... After 6 million years of fighting, now what, right?
Tea time.
Mm-hmm. So, that happens. And the book is essentially about... There's two leaders on Cybertron now. There's Bumblebee. He's... What? Yeah.
What?
Bumblebee's, no, I can see that.
Bumblebee's the leader. Like, he's the political one.
Yeah, I can see that.
He has a cane. It's effed up. Yeah. It's effed up. And then there's Rodimus. He's like your... For those who don't know, when Optimus died originally, Rodimus became the new leader.
He did.
Okay? And he was generally a pretty shitty leader. Like, he wasn't that great. He got the power too early, and he didn't know what to do with it. Anyways, Optimus came back to life. Rodimus gave up leadership again. But he's older. And so he's like, I don't want to stay on Cybertron. There's no reason for me to be here. There's no war. Our planet's in tatters. Why should I be here? So he bands together a group of friends and other people who will follow him to space to look for the 6 legendary Cybertronian Knights who don't even know if they exist.
He's going on a space adventure.
That's basically what he's doing. He's like, I'm going on an adventure. And Bumblebee's like, no, I need you here to help maintain order and do politics. He's like, sorry, not for me. So most of the comic takes place on the spaceship called the Lost Light. And they do, like, you know, missions and whatnot, and they do little detours on their way to look for these mythical 12 Knights of Cybertron who left Cybertron 10 million years ago or something. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really good. It is a mixture of Star Trek meets Lost. So it's like, and like all the characters have like their little archetypes, and for every question that's answered, 2 more are raised. The writing's really good. Like, and they deal with a whole lot of interesting issues, like, these people have been fighting for 6 million years, and now they never thought about what would happen when the war's over. And some of them have psychotic breakdowns. A lot of them actually are just psychopaths, because a lot of the good guys are psychopaths because they don't know what to do.
They see too much.
They've seen too much, and so like sometimes they'll just be going down the hall and they'll just shoot somebody. Yeah.
Question.
Yo.
How do robots have psychotic breakdowns?
I don't know. It's their spark. Remember, their spark isn't a mechanical thing.
Oh, so that answers my second question, I guess, of why do robots age?
Why
is Bumblebee like an old man now with a cane?
Well, he doesn't look old. He just has a cane from an injury.
Oh.
But he just kept the cane because it gives him that political stature.
But like, and then you said like Rodimus got older?
Yeah, yeah. Like, so like, when I say he got older, he got modifications to his, like, these people couldn't modify their body. They change them.
Okay.
And they talk about, like, how some of them have, like, because there's so many Transformers now, they're like, yeah, all the good names are taken, I've got a stupid alt mode. And there's, like, so they meet, like, some guy, and it's like, how come you never transform? He's like, because I don't have a need to. He's like, they look at his body, like, you don't have windows or wheels, what are you? He's like, I used to be part of a combiner team, I'm a left leg. And he's just a straight up left leg when he transforms, and, like, he's like, it's, I don't even know why I'm a Transformer anymore. This is stupid.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
What happened to his combiner team?
You know? He left them.
That's funny. What a dick!
Yeah, right? And then there's... The real highlight of this comic is just the characters on, like, the core team. Like, so Rodimus is the leader. His second in command is Ultra Magnus. I don't know if you guys know Ultra Magnus, but he's basically...
That sounds cool.
He's basically Optimus Prime wearing armor. Yeah. Like, an armor suit.
That sounds cooler than Optimus Prime.
Oh, he totally looks cooler. The only difference is he's like...
He's still blue and white.
Yeah, and he's totally straight-laced. Like, yeah. Militaristic straight-laced. Yeah. Like, he doesn't... Like, his bio says, one time Ultra Magnus smiled and he regretted it for the rest of his life. Like, that's his bio. Yeah,
like that guy sounds awesome.
I like Ultra Magnus.
So he's that type of guy. And then Rodimus is second in command. Oh, you'll love this one, Anthony. His name's Drift. He transforms into a Japanese sports car. It's painted white and red in the theme of the rising sun.
Of course.
And instead of the sun, it's just kanji.
What does the kanji say?
I can't remember, but his sword has kanji, like, inscripted onto it.
Does the kanji glow when it gets powered up?
On his sword, yeah, it glows blue.
Of course it does.
So that's his big sword. Then he has, like, the two katanas at his side. Like, when he transforms, he kind of looks like a samurai.
He looks like Gundam Red Frame Astray?
Sort of like that. And, like, his whole deal is one time he almost died, so now he's become super spiritual. Okay. And it's, like, it's just hilarious. It's, like, there's this robot who's really, like, into, like, some sort of religion. Some spiritual religion.
So weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's a thing, right? Like, you guys can't think of them as robots. They're trained. Exactly. They're sentient beings.
What do you want? At some point, you have to, like, remember that just because they're robots, they're not mechanical.
Yeah. Like these guys are, it's like, they're not even robots. Yeah. This is just their little gimmick. They're all sentient beings. Yeah. They're just characters.
Yeah. So it's really fun like that. And because there's no more factions and stuff, older Decepticons are on this ship with them and they're like, buddy-buddy. Well, not buddy-buddy, but...
Yeah. Like, oh, you tried to kill me.
Yeah. You know, and they pick up new people, and it's really cool. I'm super enjoying it.
So does this book follow the space journey, or the politics, or both?
So More Than Meets the Eye follows the space journey.
Okay.
There's a sister book that's also happening at the same time called Robots in Disguise, and that's the political side. Okay. That stays on Cybertron. You worry about Bumblebee and Prowl and their political mess. But no, I'm only reading The Space Journey because that's the one that interests me.
Wait, you don't want Gundam in your Transformers?
No, this one just seems like a lot of fun.
Okay.
And this is the one people are telling me to read. They're like, yeah, if you're going to read one book, this is the one to get. It's one, like, there's one character named Swerve. He's like tiny and he doesn't shut up and he opens up a bar. He opens up a bar in the spaceship and, you know.
It's a robot bar.
Yeah, it's great. They get drunk off of Energon.
Does he have employees that are transformed into stools?
No. But they but you know how like girls in like the 70s or something, or what's that one restaurant where the girls come on roller skates?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what they're called.
So because they're all Transformers, the waiters just come out on their wheels.
I thought there was only one girl Transformer.
Oh, sorry. There's no girls. There's just dudes.
They're dudes dressed as girls?
So they're all dudes. On the spaceship. Because in the Transformers universe, there's like three girls. Well, because Transformers don't technically have a sex.
Yeah.
Right? So.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm really enjoying this book. I'm probably going to try and blast through all of it. And I'll get back to you next week. But yeah, that's my week. What's up?
No, I'm thinking this thing sounds cool.
It's really cool. Like,
it's a guy named Drift.
Drift. Drift. Yeah, Drift is he's a character, all right.
You've made me want to read it.
He's a character. I like Ultra Magnus.
Yeah. He's just got that name. If you met a guy named Ultra Magnus, I wouldn't mess with him.
What about if you met a guy named Fortress Maximus?
I would rather mess with the previous dude than Fortress Maximus.
Because Fortress Maximus is like the powerhouse. And he also shows up in this book. He has guns on his legs.
What's the one Fortress that's...
Isn't he a city, though?
Yeah, but in the comics, he's not that big dude anymore.
Oh, lame.
But he's still bigger than everybody else. Yeah. But he's not that big.
Who's the robot that's the Transformers world?
What?
Primus.
Oh, okay. Like, he's technically like a Transformer, but he also serves as the place everybody lives.
Yeah, Primus. Okay. Primus.
Does he ever transform into not...
No, because he gave up his life to become Cybertron.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Isn't he like? Wasn't he at odds with
Unicron?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like never-ending war.
Yeah, yeah. That's those two. Yeah, I remember.
Is Unicron still a thing?
Unicron's a thing. We don't know where he is right now.
Chilling.
He's somewhere in the universe,
hanging out by like a supernova.
Yeah. The only thing I will say about this comic is that there are just so many friggin' Transformers now.
Yeah.
That they all show up and like, You kind of get lost in some of the pages because you're like, oh, well, that guy's red and white, but that guy's red and white.
They're a combiner.
Like, but thankfully, they always address them by their name, but you will get lost. And lastly, I love the art style. I think you've seen the cover for this, I think.
Yeah.
Right, Blavin? Yeah.
Well, this is IDW, right?
Yeah. So they're like Transformers anime-ish.
All the IDW is so sweet.
Yeah. It looks really good.
But you're correct, though. I flipped through the previous versions of IDW's Transformers Encyclopedia, and some days you just see the same guy.
Yeah.
He just colored differently.
Yeah, and you're like,
what? Didn't I just see this guy like 20 pages
ago? Yeah.
Like, different name, though, and different backstory.
That's why I like this comic, because it's clearly, there's 12 people. Maybe, no, there's not 12 people. There's less than that. There's like 8 people on this ship. Like, don't get me wrong, there's 200 people on the ship, but it's the 8 main characters that they only deal with, so. Yeah, I'm loving it. Did you read comics this week, Anthony?
Yes, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, I bought the new issue of Suicide Squad.
Oh, was it good?
I don't know. I like it's constantly good. I don't think I've read an issue where it's been bad.
You know, got canceled, right?
Oh. What?
Yeah.
But I buy it every month.
Yeah, it just got canceled.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the last issue then?
I can't remember which month it's coming out in, but I know they just dropped it off.
Well, I guess I'll have a full set of a comic.
I think though, wait. Blavin, what the Suicide Squad rename themselves?
They have a rename?
Something X. Team X.
Force X? Task Force X?
Task Force X.
Isn't that their original name?
Was it?
Yeah, didn't they start as...
Oh, I can't remember. It's one or the other. I think that's the book that's replacing it. That's why.
Or is that like... It's either they are Task Force X and then Rooney Suicide Squad, or that's like the organization that controls them.
I thought the organization that controlled them was Checkmate.
I don't know. I don't know anything about the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So I guess, man. Yeah. I'm bummed now.
Yeah. I think it's silly because in Arrow, they're doing this whole Suicide Squad arc that's starting up right now.
You said like Amanda Waller was introduced.
Yeah. So like, I have no, like, it's kind of weird that they would cancel it now just as like the mainstream is getting to understand who they are now. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I guess it'll give me reason to buy the Deathstroke trades finally. So.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Well, my main part of my week is what you did last week, and also this week.
Yes.
Was Bravely Default.
Game of the year.
Oh my, yes.
See?
Yes. See? I cannot put that game down.
It's hard to put
anytime down. I have, like, I was up till 4:30 yesterday playing Bravely Default.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad for me, but it was good because that game's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Just like, I love all of the social features they have. Like, to do with the town, to do with the street passes, Nemesis, like all the Nemesis monsters, being able to send your friends attacks.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
The ability
link. So cool.
Yeah.
Like,
so you kind of wish that, like, retro games were like this.
Yeah, like...
It's hard to go back to those RPGs now.
Like, that's the scariest thing, because... Yeah. I still to this day have not finished Final Fantasy VI.
Neither have I, and now because I don't think I can.
It turns out the GBA card I have is like a Chinese bootleg, and every time I get to Kefka's Tower, the memory corrupts and erases my save files. So I've gotten to Kefka's Tower twice, and totally just like had everything erased on me. So I'm like, oh, whatever, I'll use like a ROM or something. And so, like, now, but after playing this, it's like, can I even go back to that?
Yeah.
Can, like, all the stuff they do is so cool. Like, all the job system, the way you can use other job skills that complement different...
Well, the job system is...
It's exclusive, I guess, to that, or... But still, like, just all that stuff is so cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, can I go back to just playing you're a set class?
Well, I mean, the job system thing isn't... like a modern day type.
Yeah, but I've never played anything like that before.
See, if that's the case, if that's all you really want, then I would say play Final Fantasy V, because it's exactly the same.
Cool. But yeah, like everything about this game.
Yeah.
It's one of the few DS games where using 3D is actually a plus.
Yeah, I almost never find myself turning it off. It's great.
All the towns are so beautifully hand-drawn, and when you can turn it into 3D, it really makes certain features, like, literally pop.
Yeah.
It's, like, all the classes, all the characters are cool. Mm-hmm. Ring of Bell's the best.
Casanova, yeah.
The Sage is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many memorable characters. I love the job system.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I cannot say bad things about it.
What do you feel about the story?
I think the story is really cool. I thought it was really...
You thought it's cool?
I thought it was trope-heavy, and then Chapter 5 happened, and I was like, whoa. Okay, this has got to go somewhere cool. And if it doesn't, I'll be disappointed. But right now, I think it's pretty dope. Yeah. And especially since, like, even though like, it is pretty story-light, mm-hmm. I guess, mm-hmm. They do give you the options, like, with Dee's journal to get more enticed, like, to be, I don't know, to get more into the world.
Yeah.
Like, they have a lot of lore stuff. The journal notes are very well written.
Yeah.
And it gives you an insight to whoever wrote this journal.
Yeah. The story is probably the weakest part. The characters are good.
Yeah.
Like, the way they flesh them out, especially through the party chat. You learn more about their personalities. That's the best part about the characters. I just found the game, now that I'm farther into the game, like, I still think my only issue is that I wish it were bigger.
Like, there's just more stuff?
More stuff to do. The world is more dense. Like, the game literally has 4 cities. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of it. Like, for all the beautiful art you mentioned, that only happens in the 4 cities.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's very rare that you see that art. Like, I just want to go everywhere and the art looks like that. Like, it's always disappointing when you walk into the dungeon and it's just like... And even all the dungeon design-wise is kind of the same.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to see all these tiles.
Yeah.
Every time.
It's a tile design. Yeah, and I just wish it wasn't like that.
Okay. But yeah, the only thing I wish, and I know, like, this is just a complaint I have through all RPGs.
Yeah.
Is that I wish... It had something like 12's hunt system. Like, I love optional bosses. I love optional monsters. Yeah,
you're right. There is not really, like, side quest things to go out
and, like, do. They have little ones to get jobs and stuff, but it's not... You know, like, you can kind of count that as, actual quests because it actually helps, like, further the story and you get more insight on what's going on.
How do you feel about the way the cutscenes have been handled?
They're okay.
Yeah.
The only time that I thought there was, like, an actual cutscene was in the volcano.
Yeah.
With like, the jumping.
Yeah, see, and I wish the game had more of that.
Yeah, like, that was really cool, and I'm like, why didn't they just do this for most of the stuff?
No, and then you realize it's all just budgetary things, right? Like, it's a way to keep budget down.
But yeah, like you said, the sequel's coming out at the end of the year. Yeah. Is that Japan?
Japan at the end of the year, here, I think, sometime early next.
Okay, like, I really hope that this does well, like, here, because...
Apparently it has done really well.
Like,
it's either that, or they didn't make enough
copies. Yeah, because, like, I went to, like, I was going around trying to find the collector's edition.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it. Yeah. But, like, everywhere I went who did have a copy of Bravely Default, because a lot of places were sold out, only had, like, 1 or 2 left.
Yeah.
And that was, like, 2 days after the release. Mm-hmm. So... Either this thing is selling like hotcakes, or it's just a super limited release.
Did you end up getting the collector's edition?
No, I couldn't find it anywhere. And then all the resales are like, oh, it's like $170. I'm like, no.
It's silly.
No. I haven't found any reason to use any of the other AR cards.
I, like, haven't opened my AR cards
yet. Yeah, like, where would you use them other than the intro?
For the collector's edition ones, they actually... instead of, you know, the art book?
Yeah.
The AR cards are also a form of an art book.
It's just
the art.
But you see it through the AR card. Okay, okay.
And the character cards give you more backstory on the characters.
Okay, that's cool. But yeah, it's... You said a bunch about it last week. Or Blaven said a bunch about it last week, technically.
He did.
But, yeah, it's fantastic. It's great.
Yeah.
I kind of want to be playing it right now.
Me too. I'm at the point now where, like, I've been forcing myself to put it down because I don't want it to end. Yeah.
Everything's good, gotta end sometime, bro.
I know, so, like, I could
even end New Game Plus.
Like, I there's no reason for me. Like, I don't care. like, my dudes are, like, max level. I'm just like, okay.
Go get 4 of every item.
I do have, like, 4 of every item. Yeah. That's your week?
Yeah, pretty much. I started playing League again.
Getting up on that local comic book shop season.
Yeah, pretty much. I've learned to not... I set a new rule for myself, which is do not play ranked, like, solo queue past 1 o'clock.
Why?
Because the people who play past 1 o'clock...
Are they hardcore?
No, they're just dicks.
Oh.
And they're the guys who are like, they're the really cocky guys who are just like, yo, check out this sweet build that's super awesome. It's like, yo, I'm gonna go, like, this one guy went Nocturne mid into a Lux. Like, a guy picked Lux, and then he's like, I'm gonna beat this Lux with a melee character. And it's like, no, No. And he's like, no, check it. It'll work. And then when he dies in the first 30 seconds of the match, he's like, yo, where's my ganks? And I'm like, it's been 30 seconds. I'm farming over here.
Yeah.
Stop it. So, yeah, I've noticed that I've played with A, nicer people, and B, better people when before that midnight clock hits.
All right.
So.
Cool. Yeah. Blavin, your week was
Man, I'm not even going to say anything, because I've always been magic, magic, magic. Okay. That's all. That's all I've been doing. All I've been doing.
Oh, okay.
It's... I don't know what to tell you.
Nice.
That's all I've been doing.
Nice.
Like, I think I play magic every single day this past
year. Wow.
How many foil mythics have you opened?
Well, a lot. But,
like... Well, that's what happens when you work at the
store.
At the comic book shop.
Yeah, all I do is talk about magic, play magic...
Just magic. You work with magic.
Green. Yeah, man.
Then occasionally you go get pizza and then get more
magic. How come you're not wearing a magic t-shirt yet? Like, what's going on?
I wish there were some stylish ones, but man.
Oh, no.
No, there's no such thing. Why don't you just wear, like, Wizards of the Coast?
Yeah, just like, boom. Or like a shirt with all the mana symbols on it.
Yeah.
So, like, being in magic for such a long, like, just such intense amounts per, like, every week, it's really...
It's grating on the soul.
It's really come to my attention that, like, magic is, like, really sweet.
I thought we were going the other way.
No, I just can't get enough of this game. It's insane.
Wow. Oh man.
Oh hey, let me tell you a story. So we went to another shop in like Mississauga to like battle.
Oh no, shop on shop.
Battle.
To battle. And man, there is not shop on shop rivalry, but shop on shop talking about other people. It's like, oh, are any people at the shop is good? They're like, define good. It's like, define what you mean
by good.
Yeah.
If you mean they can tap lands and play spells, then they can manage that.
Sometimes.
Do they know the rules? If that's good to you, then yeah. Maybe. Got tons of
good players. It was so funny, because like, so you have to register your deck at like some events, right?
Yeah.
And this place was like, super ill prepared, like their printer ran out of ink. Like, I can't read this. It's like, I think I have one of this card. Yeah, I'm like, I bring it closer. Yeah, I have one of this card. And like, oh man, it was just they had chairs that were falling apart, and I like sat in one, like almost like died.
Awesome.
While playing my opponent, it's like I attack, or before I fall off my chair, I will also attack.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's interesting to see like. Different shops in from different places. It was in Mississauga, so it was near Square One, the mall.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to see that there's actually a store there. It's like in a little plaza.
Is it a good store?
Like, are the people there good?
Sorry, no. I don't ask for the people. Is the store cool?
Let me tell you, if you want an example of what happened.
Yeah.
So the minute we walked in the store.
Yeah.
Another player who's well known, who's also like well known in like the Ontario, like Hamilton, Greater Toronto Area community, yeah. Said to one of my friends, "Man, what are you doing here? You can't be here and just spike these things."
Oh.
Spiking meaning just coming in, just winning, and then leaving.
Yeah.
When he's never been to this store. It's like, yeah.
Are you guys gonna go on like a spiking league now? Are you just gonna travel to different stores that
no,
are bad?
No, my friends are like they're very very good, but like. They don't go because, like, you know, they have lives. But, like, you only need to win one of these, like, little events. Because all they're playing for here are buys to different Grand Prix tournaments. Yeah. So the next one coming up is, like... So the ones that moi are planning to go to are... I have a list here, which is kind of crazy. Montreal. I think it's Nashville. And I think the other one is, like... Richmond, Virginia, I think.
Because like Richmond,
Richmond Hill, yeah. So yeah, so you win buys to these events and stuff, and so that's what my friends go there for. Unfortunately, we did not win. Oh. We like all three of us scrubbed out like two-twos.
Oh, man.
So it was pretty funny to see that. But yeah, no, it's really exciting now that I'm getting into like the groups of people who go to like different.
Yeah.
Like, who travel to these kind of things. So it makes me feel like how you feel going to groups of people who
yeah.
go to, like, different conventions and stuff. And it's really neat to talk about, like, all this kind of stuff. And, the number one thing that I haven't done, which everybody else does, is trading.
What do you mean?
I don't trade.
You don't trade cards?
I don't trade cards.
Why not?
And everybody looks at my binder and they say, wow, you have sweet stuff that you're trading. I'm like, I'm not really looking for anything. I think I should start looking for things.
Why do you bring your binder then?
I don't know.
Show up.
You sound like a dick.
No, I bring it to put things in the binder.
Yo, guys, check out my binder of sweet things I'm not offering up for trade.
That's what happens all the time. Like, do you have traders? Yes. Well, which one of these do you want to trade away? None.
So like, you don't have traders.
Like, it's different at when I go to like a toy place and I bring a really cool high-end toy and I show it to people so they can see it and check it out.
Yeah.
But it's different when you're just bringing your book of cards to be like, check out my sweet collection. Can't have any of that.
Check how mint these are.
Yeah.
Play set of foils. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, see, lift that one up. That's not one, that's four.
Oh. This binder's just full of one.
So speaking of these things, well, it's cool too that the friends that I hang out with are well known. So like, they introduced me to other people.
Yeah, you got into the celebrity group?
Yeah. I got into the sweet group. But anyway, so we met this guy who's like, he plays a format where mostly all the cards are legal. And so I took a look at one of his decks, and it's a very expensive deck. But then I look closer, back when I first met him, I didn't realize that his whole deck, the very expensive deck, they were all foils.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I'm pretty sure he's a doctor.
Wow. I would hence do that. Why. If I was a doctor, that's my hobby, I would do that.
Oh, man, it was crazy.
If I had that, like, huge disposable income, just, sure.
Just throw money.
Why not?
Just throw money.
Why not? Out
the dough.
Yeah. But you do have to wonder, like, they spend this much money here. I wonder if, like, that's how it is with the rest of their life? So, or is it just, like, regular?
So, here's the other thing, too. I asked... I was wondering if people just get all these foils. Apparently they don't. Apparently they trade online. And you know the whole thing, one man's trash is another man's garbage?
Yeah.
My friend said, Bladen, look what I'm getting for these. I'm like, those cards are like chaff. Yeah. But this guy in like Manitoba wants them. Who's in nowhere, has no one to trade with. I'm going to mail it to him and I'm going to get back something sweet.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
You just said,
I know,
trash is another man's garbage.
Oh, did I?
I was like, what?
Yeah. So you said that, and I thought you meant that. And I'm like,
my bad.
We just need garbage, huh?
Oh, man.
I see. We're trading at the bottom of the pool.
Okay, what else? There's also people who talk to other people and say, hey, man, you owe me money. Or, where is my X card? Yo, I gave those back to you. I don't have them.
Yeah.
Is that happening in toys, too?
That happens to everything, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. How did that happen in toys, though? You could, like, I lent you this figure.
Some people do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what do they need to borrow figures from? Like,
I don't know.
Reviews? Or, like...
Maybe. See, I know a lot of people do that, like, when there's, like, limited runs of stuff. Or when they have when they get review samples in.
Yeah.
And they gotta share it between a couple people to review it. Yeah, that's what happens.
So, yeah, no, just magic. Tomorrow, actually, is a family day for us.
Yeah.
So, the store that I go to is having an all-day drafting.
Wow.
So, where am I going to be?
Yeah, I guess so.
Probably not there. But there's a percent chance I'm going to be there, and it rhymes with 100.
Oh, okay. It rhymes with 100, but it's not 100.
It rhymes with
200.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So, that's been my week. Just... Magic, my record this past week, 4-0 at a draft, 2-2 at a Grand Prix trial, 2-1 at a draft, 2-1 at a draft.
Wow. So,
first, third, second, and drop.
Wow. How much does this cost?
Nothing. Free.
Because he works at the...
No, it's not because I work.
Because he's so good.
And also because I am known to run hot when I open packs. You need a foil mythic... I open it in the next
pack. Oh, and then I just
offset it, and it just puts me on the cruise train for a little while. Yeah, I'm known to run hot.
Mm, you got that lucky.
But it's also very bad when you open a pack and you said, oh man, this card would make my deck infinitely better, but I gotta take this rare because it's $5. So.
That's when you get that one where you draft two cards.
Oh, yeah, like, exactly, ooh. Right?
Oh,
and that happens... all the time. So, yeah. It's going great. Magic sweet. Can't get enough.
Sounds sweet.
Can't get enough. We still have to draft, guys. Come on.
Yeah, we do. We do. We should do that sometime this week.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's been my week.
Cool.
All about The Gathering.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I forgot to talk about something else.
Go.
So my New Year's resolution, right?
Yeah.
Was to, like, avoid buying toys.
No, avoid buying toys that are not in your niche, right?
Right.
That's what you said.
Oh, so then maybe I didn't break it.
Okay.
Because is this newly found comic book now in my niche?
Yeah.
You think? Okay. Because
well, it's not even an action figure, so it doesn't even count.
Well, the thing is, okay, you know what I talked about? Toy Fair Hasbro said they're going to focus on the collector audience. Collector audience is all about the comics, yeah. So all the toys they're making are about the comics.
Right.
So I went out and bought comic book version Transformers.
Yeah, I guess that's... Well, is that part of your niche?
Well,
yeah.
The thing is, I want...
This... It's for collectors, right?
Yeah.
And you want to be a Transformer collector. Therefore, this fits in.
Okay, cool. So I didn't break it. So I didn't buy shitty toys I don't need yet.
Yeah, like it'd be like me saying, oh, I'm only going to buy cards that are good for this format.
Okay.
And then I go out and buy EDH garbage. Like, you know?
Okay. Cool. The other thing is, guys, have you played Titanfall?
No,
I've been watching Twitch stuff.
Vince has played Titanfall.
And does Vince like
Holy it? Shit, Titanfall's awesome!
How'd you get it?
I was at my friend's house on Saturday. Uh-huh. He has Xbox One. I think I'm going to buy an Xbox One.
Yeah?
I think I need an Xbox One.
Yeah?
I need an Xbox One, man.
By the time that game
wow.
comes out.
Wow, you went from maybe to need.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
I just realized it comes out in like less than a month.
Oh, I know, right?
Man. I thought I was going to be pissed that they didn't have single player, but when you go from, like, running on walls to being like, I need a mech, let's do this.
So it's only multiplayer?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
And not all the people are players, right?
Like, no, so it's only 6-on-6, Call of Duty, but there's, like, 10 extra bots on each team.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Right? So, like, the map is always filled in. And to be honest, I think that's why they can make it run on the 360.
How big is the map?
It's
not like Battlefield size, right?
No, they're not that big. You know, like, maybe mid-range Battlefield map?
Okay.
Maybe. Like, in between, they're small and they're mid.
All right.
Somewhere in there.
The maps that don't have jets in Battlefield.
Yeah.
Like that size?
Yeah, they're
okay.
like those. Okay, they're like those. And, yeah, no, man, that game so nuts.
It looks super cool. I want to play it.
Like, it's nuts. I am very curious, though, if the 360 version is literally just... a slight degrade in the looks department.
Then you're still buying a Xbox One.
Then I might be swayed to not. Because I could probably do without dropping like $700.
No, you couldn't.
For one game. I could probably do without that right now.
Just do it.
But, hey. Yeah. So Titanfall is pretty cool.
Yeah, $700 sounds quite a lot.
It does, right? $500 plus the game plus Canadian tax.
Just do it.
Plus Xbox Live.
No way, man.
Yeah, man.
That's quick cray.
That is a lot of money.
That's quick cray.
Jeez, that is a lot of money.
That's quick cray. Don't do it, man. It's cray cray.
I don't know.
Man.
Oh.
Man, that just changes games.
Before we end it,
yeah.
People should follow on Twitter, if you have Twitter, at TinderFessions.
Okay.
It's really funny. Mm. It's people who have confessions on Tinder.
Oh.
And they tell people. And then this guy tweets it out at everybody, and they're all hilarious.
Oh, I think there's like an app like that on the iPhone. It's called Secret. And you just tell
a secret. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I remember I saw one where it was like, I once farted in a Pringle can, and I gave it to my friend.
I want this app. I want this app.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I just thought, man, that's a genius idea there. Because you always want to vent, right? But you don't want to be like that passive-aggressive douche on your social media network who's just like vaguely saying what the hell's the problem
is.
Oh,
we have plenty of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You want to be that guy.
All the time, right?
Yeah.
All the time. Or sometimes you just want to tell somebody, but now you can tell the world. And
but
no
it's a secret.
Yeah. But no, so I thought that was a really cool idea.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right, that's on the show.
Yep, yep.
Thanks for listening. As always, you can find us every week here at type3.podbean.com on iTunes and all the other social media outlets. Go visit the site. Leave a comment.
rate us on iTunes.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
6 stars.
Oh, seriously, the site had a layout update. Works on phones now.
Yeah, it looks sweet on the phone.
Works on your mobile phone, your mobile device.
I almost was going to listen to us today.
Oh, really?
Then I was like, man, no.
Okay. I'm not going to boost my ego today, no. All right, then.
Yeah.
See you guys next week.
Bye-bye. See you later. Bye.